worker, a guy, high as a Jewish worker, to work with his wine. There's Stam Yenim here. The guy has a wine factory, and needs somebody to drive the wine from place to place. So a Jew takes the job. Hasech resapel of a guy high as a worker. Lasses ima to work with him. The yayin nesach, to help him with his yayin nesach. Salacharis chara yasa, that the Jew is not allowed to take pay. And if he takes pay, the pay that he receives is asa banor. Since the wine is asa banor, stam yenim is asa banor, to not allowed to work and make money through yayin nesach. What's going to be schara lasses ima malachacharis? This Jew works for the guy, but his main job is not to move the wine. He's a truck driver that he moves apple juice. That's his main job. So now, afal pi shomruloi heveli chav yishol yayin nesach imakol makom. Even though the guy today tells the Jew, listen, today instead of moving the apple juice, I want you to move my barrels of wine, my barrels of yayin nesach from one place to another place. So then schara muta. Then since there's one large sum, the Jew gets paid not only for this one job of moving the wine, but his main paycheck is because I'm hired to work to move apple juice. Since the paycheck is for the apple juice, even though there's some money involved with the yayin nesach, that's muta. We'll see in the Gemara exactly how much of it is muta. Ha-secher es ha-chamor, you hire a truck driver, and the Gemara's times was the donkey, you hire a donkey driver, a chamor, lehovi yaleh yayin nesach. You want this donkey driver to move for you, transport your yayin nesach. So the guy hires a Jew, the Jew has his donkey, his transportation system, and he's moving now the wine from place to place. So again, schara yasa. The Jew is not allowed to do this, and the pay that he gets is also banor. The schar, the reward, the pay you get is also asa. What's going to be sochra leisha v'leha? The guy stam hires the donkey, the Jew to drive his donkey, to move him. Leisha v'leha, the guy wants to move. The guy wants to sit on the donkey. Now, afal pi shaniach adikachavim leginoi oleha, even though when the guy travels, he takes along some stock with him. He wants to make sure on the way he'll have what to drink. So even though the guy now puts in the saddle a bottle of wine there, schari muta, still the schar is muta. Because we don't say that he's paying you for able to carry his bottle of wine. No, he's paying you because he wants to ride. The guy wants to ride on your donkey. So therefore, that's muta, you let him take the schar. That's what you said about Mishnah, that you now let him work with yayin nesach. Yayin nesach, that's really yosef b'hanor, so the schar, the reward, the pay you get for it, is also yosef. The Torah says, my time is schar yosef. Let's see why. Why is the pay that you get for working with yayin nesach, why should that be yosef? Not the yayin itself, you're not drinking the wine, you're not having hanor directly from the wine, you're getting money. What's wrong with keeping this money? Elen, if you want to tell me, ho yil v'yayin nesach yosef b'hanor, since yayin nesach itself. So far the word yayin nesach means, Pashin the Gemara's times, that when a guy owns wine, like for sure he already put his hand into the wine, and he made a shikshik, he already shook up the wine. So it's real yayin nesach. So real yayin nesach is also banor. If so, scharinami yasa. Maybe that's the klal l'chur of all yisuri anor. Anything that's also to have enjoyment from it, even if you work with it, you can't take pay. The pay is also also. So Mer says, no, it's not true. You have teres, orla, the first 3 years that it grows, the tree is growing. Or else klaya kerem, you have your wheat and barley that you planted in the kerem and the vines, and now it's all asa banor. The asurim banor, you know what have banor from these teres. Or tanan, still we learned, mochron, if somebody takes these teres of orla, and he sells it to somebody, and he gets the money, and now the kiddush b'dimayim, he takes this money, and he's Mekadosh's wife with it, he used this for Kedushin, Allah Riz Mekadoshah. That even though you're not allowed to do it, you are not allowed to sell these pears, and the money you receive, you did a nisa with it, but Lamaisa, once you have the money, it's your money, and the money now that you have is Mutabanor. Once you did the yisa, the money does not become asa. If you marry your wife with it, the Kedushin is Chal. So you see, the money is not Tofas. Even though the pears all is asa banor, but the money you get for it is Mutabanor. You're allowed to use this money. Here also, even though yayin nesach itself is also, but now you work with the yayin nesach. So true, it was also for you to take the paycheck. But once you have the paycheck now, the money should be mutabano. Elder Gemara says, the Pshan, the Mishnah is like this maybe. Elohoyu v'toifes des domo. Ki avodas kechavim. We had before that there's a chumran avodah zarah, that if you have, let's say, an idol, the avodah zarah itself, if you sell it, so the dimei avodah zarah is also asabano. It's tough as the domin. If you sell it, the money also has an issa avodah zarah on it. So maybe here also, that the money, the pay that you get for working with the Yayin Nesech is also awesome. Shrashi Hoyle, the Toifas is Dhamma Hazakovim, the Chivon din is Nasech, La Rasakovim. So far we're talking about real Yayin Nesech, the wine that the guy himself poured or shook it up for Avodah Zarah. Sarehi Kavrasakovim, that wine has the loch like real Avodah Zarah. Tidomeha Asurim, that if a guy would sell it, or a Jew would sell it, the money is also Kedamurim, like we have before. Kol Sha'ato Mohu Hemenu. Anything that comes out from Avodah Zarah, Hareyu Kamo, is like the Avodah Zarah itself. It's of the Dom of Asum, just like if you sell the Avodah Zarah, the money you receive for the Zasa Bano, so half a meter is Tchar Pulos and Ami Yosom. Therefore, even though you're not in the Mishnah, the guy is not selling you the Yayin Nesech, but since you're getting your pay by working with the Yayin Nesech, that's also considered like the Mei Avodah Zarah, that the money is Zasa Bano. Maybe that's Shah in the Mishnah. The Gemara says no. Shvius, we know Peiros that grew on Shemitah, on the 70th year Peiros Shemitah. The halacha is the Toifas Es Domeho. If somebody has Peiros that grew Behetta, like you happen to have an orange tree, and it gives off oranges on Shemitah, so you're allowed to eat those oranges, just it has Kedusha Shemitah. You have to be knowing certain Kedusha with it. So now let's say you sell it. The halacha is the money also receives Kedusha on it. And that money also, you have to be knowing the Kedusha. But Tanan, still we learn, that even though that Shvius is Tophas Es Domeho, when you sell the pair of Shvius, the money has Kedusha Shvius on it, still Tanan, we learn like this. Hoy melepoyer. If the master tells his worker, hey lech dinazer, I'm paying you money. Lokot li boy, yerakayoyim, I want you to go and collect yerakas for me today, it's Shemitah. And I'm asking you today, go out and collect vegetables for me, so schara yasa. Then we say the schar is also, meaning it has kedusha shmiter on it. So Rashi says, lokad li boy means loshen mecher. I'm telling you, like, take this money and collect for me $10 worth of vegetables. So it looks like I'm telling you, here's $10, and you sell me, give me back vegetables. Therefore, it's like a mechira, so we say the money is tofas to kedusha shviyas on it. And also Rashi just says it means to say that when it comes to Zman HaBir, the Zman that you have to take out the Peiros Shvius from your house, so then you have to get rid of this money also. So if you tell your worker, like, get $10 worth of vegetables for me, that's awesome. But if you tell your worker like this, listen, I just want you to work for me today. Today, go out in the fields and collect for me a day's worth of vegetables. And then I'll pay you for the work. I'm not paying you like to sell me the vegetables. I don't say give me $10 worth of vegetables. I say today you work for me. I want you to work for me today. What's the work? Go out on the fields and collect as much vegetables as you could. When you come home at night, I'll pay you for the day's work. In such a case, it says clearly, schar and mutter, that the Jew, the workman, is allowed to keep the pay, and it has nothing to do with Kedusha Shvius. So you see, even though if you buy Peiros Shvius, if you sell the Peiros, the money has Kedusha, but that's only if it's a direct exchange for the Peiros itself. Just like by Yayin Nesach. If you would sell the Yayin Nesach itself, so then the money, which is an exact exchange for the Yayin Nesach, then the money would become awesome. But where it's not an exchange for the Peiros Shvius, it's only I'm hiring you to work for me today. I'm telling you, please work today and collect for me vegetables from Shemitah. If so, then when I pay you at night for the work, the money is mutter. So he sees chorer when you're just working with the object, the pay you get for work is called a dover achar. It comes from the side. It's not an exchange for the yisur. So it's a better question on our Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say that if you work with the Yayin Nesach, if you're just a truck driver for Yayin Nesach, why is the pay also? It's an indirect money. It's not an exchange for the Yayin Nesach. The money should be mutter. So my answer is, Omer Abavu, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, I'll tell you, Kinasu, Shekonsu Chachomim, Vichamorim, over Yayin Nesach. There's a special Kinas that the Chomim made, that a person that's a truck driver, that's a Chamorim, means people that transport with their donkeys, and with Yai Nesach, we'll soon see what Lachab Chamorim is. But Shana Mishnah, there's a special Chumrah. There's a Chumrah of Yai Nesach, because even though usually when something is also Bahanoah, you're allowed to do work with it. If you just work with it, you move it around, and because of that somebody pays you for the work, you're allowed to take the work, the money. Really the money is Mutta. It's not called an exchange for the Yai Nesach. There's a special Chumrah in our Mishnah. By Yai Nesach, the Rabbanah did not want a Jew to even work with the Yai Nesach. Therefore they said the pay you get is also. But not Mi'ikar Adin, it's only a Knas. That's what Bahu Amrav Yechon says. Knasu Shekonsu Chomet the Chamorim over Yai Nesach. Now what are these two cases? Yai Nesach Od Yamorim. So Chumrah of Yai Nesach, the way we just explained, like in our Mishnah, that even though really just for working, for transporting the wine, the money should be mutter. The Rabbanah made a knas, since you're working, you're getting your money because you're working with Yai Nesach, the Rabbanah made a special chumrah here, that money is also like the Nei Avodah Zarah, it's us. Chamorim, where's the second chumrah the Rabbanah made about a donkey driver? Chamorim, Mahi, Tatani, we learn like this. Ha Chamorim, Shoyoisin, Melacha, Perishriyas. Somebody has a donkey system. Whoever wants things to be moved, he'll move it with his donkeys. And somebody hires him to work with Perish Shvias. He has an old apple tree here that gave off apples on Shemitah, and they have Kedusha Shemitah on them. So he wants now these apples to be moved from place to place. The locker is Schar and Shvias, that the Schar, the pay, the Chamor receives, the donkey driver receives, it also has Kedusha Shvias on it. Schar and Shvias. Even though Mikra did the way we just learned, the pay you receive for working with the Paris should not be also, it should be Mutagama. Still, the Rabbanah made a special Chumrah. By Chamorim, they made a Chumrah that the pay they get for working, for transporting the Paris Shemitah, has a locha like Shemitah, and it has Kedusha Shemitah on it. Now, my Schar and Shvias, what does it mean to say by this Chamorim, this donkey driver, that the paycheck that he receives has Kedusha Shvias? What does it mean to say? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Diavin and Lahu, Schar mi Perish Shvias, if you want to say that the master pays the Chamor, pays the driver with Perish Shvias. Now they hire you for the day, I owe you $100, so instead of giving you a bill, I give you $100 worth of apples. If that's the case, so much anyway, you don't need a new Knas. Nim says de Pereya Choyvoy mi Perish Shvias. Anyway, that's also. If you have Perish Shvias, it has Kedusha. The Torah says with Perish Shvias, the Torah says, li'ochlo, that you're allowed to eat the Perish, that's true, but v'loy l'schara, you're not allowed to do business with Perish Shemitah. So here also, you're not allowed to pay up your chayvus. If you owe somebody work for you, and you owe him money, you're not allowed to pay up that money with Perish Shemitah. Perish Shvias has Kedusha on it. There's a hefta for you to eat it, that's all. But you're not allowed to do business with it. You're not allowed to use it to pay your chayvus. So anyway here, the owner cannot pay his workmen Perish Shvias. That can't be the case here. That's not this new Knas, that if the workman receives Perish Shvias, it has Kedusha. Anyway, that's also. V'yela must be like this. The Kodesh Scharen. The Kedusha Shvias, like we say now, that if his workman, the donkey driver, receives his paycheck, that he worked for somebody today, and he transported Perish Shvias, the end of the day, the owner gave him a $100 bill, that $100 bill, it has Kedusha Shemitah. That with a Knas Rabbanan, since this pay you received for the work that you work with Perish Shvias, it also has Kedusha Shvias. So Murray asked the question, oh, me Kodesh, is that true? Is that true that the work, the pay you receive for working with Perish Shvias, does it become also? We are Tani, we learn like this. If somebody says to his worker, listen, Heilech Dinos there, like we have before, if the owner goes to a worker and says, listen, here's a dinner, here's $10, for luckily Yara Kayon, I want you to collect for me today $10 worth of vegetables, luckily Yara Kayon, I want you today to work for me to collect vegetables of Shemitah, and I'll pay you at nighttime for the work you did. That says clearly, Schari Mutter, says clearly, even though you worked for me today collecting Perish Shemitah, at night when you receive your paycheck, it's Mutter. It's not called an exchange for the Perish Shemitah, it's called you're getting paid for the work you did. The work was Mutter, so the paycheck is also Mutter. So you see clearly, the paycheck you receive for working with Perish Shvias is Mutter. What's going to be, though, if the master tells the worker, L'koitli yerek v'y hayoim, that if I tell you, like, I want you to collect $10 worth of vegetables, then we said, looks like you're telling him, here's $10, and I want to buy off you $10 worth of vegetables, that's called like a mechira, then the locher is chariyasa. Then the money you receive is like an exchange, a direct exchange for the peris. It's like I'm paying you for the peris. When I pay you the dinei shvius, that is also, that has kedusha shvius. So I call upon him and says clearly that if you're only getting paid for the work that you did, the money is muta. So how could you tell me there's a knas by chamorim that the paycheck you receive for working with peris shvius, the paycheck is also? So when says Amar Abaye says li olam yavinin lei schar mi peris shvius. Yes, the price the knas is talking about where the owner paid his worker $100 worth of apples of Shemitah. He paid him with Peres Shvius. So the question was, how could the master do this? Well, the Vakashlov, he had a question. The Torah says, Li'ochlo, there's a new heter, you're allowed to eat the Peres of Shemitah. On the seventh year, the Peres that grows by itself, you're allowed to eat them. But below the Schoira, you're not allowed to do business with it. So here, how could you pay up your Chayvos? If you're paying up your debts, that's like business. So Mar says, Tiyavina Nalei B'tzad Heter. I tell you, we're talking about now, it was done B'tzad Heter. It was done in a way that really was supposed to be Mutter. Just here at the Knaf, then it becomes awesome. How is the way that you're allowed to pay up your debts with Peres Shvius? Because it's not, like, we learn like this, a new Heter about Peres Shvius. Mm-hmm. Turn over. Yes. But it's now done like this. A person should not say to his friends,